You've been wearing Dr. Chucks so long, they're cool again. And your kids play all your vinyl records like they discovered them. Well, your career's a dumpster fire, and you'll probably never retire. And you fear the government as much as ISIS. Welcome to your fucking midlife.
Hey everybody, Katie here. Just popping in for a second before this episode gets started to let you know that it was recorded, I believe, the last week in May. This was prior to the murder of George Floyd and prior to the Black Lives Matter demonstrations happening. And we held off posting it for a couple weeks just because it seemed really gross to post a lighthearted episode during such a difficult time. And also, I just kind of felt like it was important to be silent and leave some room for other voices to be heard. We're going ahead and posting this now, mostly because the bulk of the episode talks about some format changes coming with our podcast moving forward. They're all good changes and it's exciting. And I will let past Katie tell you about that when you listen to the episode. Thanks for sticking with us. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy this. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with an episode that is a bit more relevant to our current situation, but having to do with our lives as Gen Xers. All right, I'm going to stop talking and let you hear what we had to say.
Hey, everybody. This is Katie.
And this is Lonnie.
And welcome to
your midlife crisis.
We're bad at that now.
It's hard on Zoom.
It is hard. It is very hard right now. Welcome to your fucking midlife crisis, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, who knew that you would be
going on with
that and a pandemic at the same time?
Right?
We're like the luckiest generation.
We are. I got to tell you something. I have to make a confession. So we recorded our last episode, which I have not put up yet. We recorded it, I think, on April 16th. And it has not, I just finished editing it before I said, hey, are you ready to record?
Wow.
So, but hopefully we'll have 2 weeks in a row because, I don't know, I recorded and then I was telling Lonnie, I was saving this for the podcast because I should stop fiddling with things on my desk. I've been like hyper maniac project lady, but I fucking hurt myself. And I've been a month of super secret acupuncture when we're not supposed to be getting it, but we have a friend.
I'm so glad you're able to do that.
And it's taken a month for me to get that whole shoulder pinch nerve bullshit done, and sitting at the computer really agitates it. So I don't know. I haven't done anything as far as I didn't even work
somehow.
Huh?
I wish I could help you with that somehow, with the posting or the something.
Well, I can teach you how to edit that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you just have to listen to it. Also, there was a bit of like a, you know, like procrastination.
Oh.
Like that thing that we were talking about in the last episode where you like keep telling yourself you need to do a thing and then you just don't fucking do it.
I've been suffering from that. Like, yeah. Seriously suffering.
I don't remember, and I just listened to the episode, but
cognitive dysfunction or something.
Something. Like, it's fucking something's dysfunctional.
Yeah. In fact I forced myself to do a thing today. Just
what did you do?
Because we have to stain, we got this cool, we got our deck built and we got this nice privacy wall, but it needs to be cleaned and stained. So I finally did the cleaning part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, the staining's the fun part.
It's going to be so pretty. I'm like, why have I been, I've had the stain, I've had the stuff to do it, and I'm just... Well, it's been raining, so whatever.
Yeah, you can't do anything. I mean, you could potentially clean in the rain, but you can't stain it. So. I don't know. Yeah. Right now I'm feeling bad and I'm afraid to ask our landlords to do things just because I mean, like, our we're caught up on rent, but not much longer because June 1st is coming.
God, I can't believe it.
Well, and Kurt still hasn't got his unemployment yet. Like, he got the letter saying that he qualified for it and he was approved, but we have yet to see a check.
I've been hearing that from a lot of people.
Well,
the system is ancient and overwhelmed, and
yeah, and they're not doing a really great job of like fixing the problem right now. So
right, because everyone
is just like, you can't fucking call the unemployment office. You can't get through. It's busy. That's just it. Or you're on hold for 3 hours and then you get disconnected, which would really fucking piss me off.
I've had that happen with, yeah.
So
wait, and then it's like, click, you think someone's answering, and then it's just
over. You're like, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah, so I kind of want our, because it's been so rainy, the algae on our front walkway is happening again, and it's really fucking slippery, and I kind of want to ask them to power wash it again, but I kind of don't want to ask them for anything right now, because I mean, like, I get it, the homeowner isn't getting money, so but I don't know, I had to have them come replace the spray jobby for our sink, because that was broken and it was leaking down the tube into under the sink. And all of a sudden there was water coming out from under my sink. And I'm like, what the fuck is even happening?
Oh God.
So, but yeah.
I know. I have a leaky drain in my bathroom that has a big Tupperware bucket under it right now.
Mine did too.
I have so many things. Our house is kind of falling into a bit of disrepair, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
That's home ownership, man.
Yep. It's never ending.
Especially because I feel like, no offense to Scott, but you're the handy person.
Yeah.
In the house. And so can't do everything.
I know. I'm like the handy person with chronic pain.
Handy like, person, the really cook, the fucking thing. Housekeeper, the grocery shopper.
Yeah.
You're the everything.
I'm the everything, and it's not enough. It's not enough to satisfy myself. I need to do that's more. Just
jerk brain. Dude, I have been suffering from jerk brain a lot. I don't think that being at home and alone all the time is good for me.
Yeah.
At all.
No, one of my extrovert friends. You're so good at making friends out in the world. It's amazing.
I'm an extrovert, but I'm not. I'm an introvert, but...
You're like a both. I'm kind of like a both.
I'm a both. I think I'm probably a little bit more extroverted than I am introverted these days. But honestly, though, man, I kind of fucking just shut down for about 3 weeks. I didn't really talk to much of anyone.
I know. You've been scarce.
Yeah. I don't know. Jerk brain's been telling me jerky things about myself.
I'm so sorry.
But it just happens. You know, it tells me that I'm, like you were saying, it's not enough. Not good enough.
Not enough.
And then my real intrusive.
And no one else is telling me this.
No, it's myself.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not doing enough. And yourself.
Necessary pressure on myself. I don't know.
I mean, like, I just re-fucking decorated my entire bedroom.
It looks amazing.
That's not enough. Like, you know,
But does it feel good when you wake up
You know what? For the first time since probably in my adult life, I like my bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, I walk in there and I feel relaxed and happy, and I'm like, oh my God, this is such a pretty room now. I wish I could paint. I mean, technically, I probably could, but
what color would you do if you could?
I think I would go with a really light gray in there or something. Well, maybe not. Maybe like a really light, like almost lilac tinted white.
Yeah.
The dressers are gray. And I guess I just de facto picked gray and purple for the bedroom. But It seems nice. Just nice in there. I can't wait for you to see it in person.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome. I love it. We're getting used to having the bed move. That's a weird adjustment.
Yeah.
Like moving the bed in a different direction. It's odd. Well, like, I fucking fell out of bed. I've done it twice. And the first time it was fucking awful because, look, I don't wear clothes to bed at night. And so I wanted my hot pad, and I had rolled it up and stuck it under the edge of the bed the night before. And so I just reached down to grab it, but it was a little bit further than I thought it was. So I kept leaning and I kept leaning and I kept leaning. And then I was like, I just tilted past the point. What's that called? The fulcrum or whatever. I like just tilted too far, and then I was going over, but it was in slow motion.
Oh, no.
So I, like, slow motion fell. I had my nightlight on because I had been reading in bed. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, thank God Kurt's asleep. Because I did this, like, weird headstand. But remember, I have no clothes on. So I'm kind of flailing my legs around a little bit. And then I fell and landed with my elbow on my boob. Oh. And then I was like sitting down there, and I was trying to be quiet, and all of a sudden I hear this, y'all right down there? And then this giggling, because Kurt opened his eyes to see nothing but my ass and my vagina flapping around while my legs were flailing. But then I just legit like went to get out of bed and misjudged. I don't know what the fuck I did. I just fell out of bed. And I think that part of it is that our bed's in a different place. I don't know. I gave us so much more room in there, though. So much room for activities.
Yeah. I hope.
You know what? I invented a term, I think. Hadn't heard it before, so I invented it in my house. Pandemic dementia.
Oh, hey.
Swear to freaking fuck.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything right now. My short-term memory sucks.
Right? No, that's a big part of why I'm not really accomplishing anything. Today I had to force myself. I was like, that's it. I'm going to make my brain work for me. But I had to keep telling myself over and over again, okay, you're going downstairs. You need gloves, a container, a paintbrush, and I kept having to repeat over and over again.
It's like you need to write a fucking list.
Yeah, like what I was doing as I was doing
it. But not like a grocery list, just a going from fucking room to room.
Room to room list. Yeah, yes. I had to I was like, why is this so hard? It's so bizarre. It's very weird. It's a very weird side effect of this.
That's like, I had been keeping track of all these articles that keep popping up saying, being like, Gen X is like finally getting attention during the pandemic, and Gen X left the workforce, the fucking boomers and the millennials would be fucked, and all these articles that I keep going, oh, we should talk about that on the podcast. First of all, I don't remember anything that was in them, even though I read them.
It's very hard to focus and concentrate.
I don't know where to find them again. And yeah, I just, you know what? We're just going to talk, and that's what's going to happen. So
I mean,
that's all my brain can do right now.
And I think I know that we're not alone. So it's okay. Everybody understands.
I turned my volume down a little bit. Does that still sound okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Because I feel like I was, when I did, I was way louder than you.
Oh, because I'm way over here. In this little box.
You're way over in the coop.
I'm way over here in this little
box. Oh my god, you're so hilarious.
Help me.
Oh, no, just kidding. I wish you could see her face right now.
I'm trying to remember to look into the camera every once in a while. Like, I'm looking at you, but you're down there.
I know. I do the same thing.
It's really weird. It is weird. Ah, shit.
So yeah, this has just been like, I can't believe that it's been a month, over a month, since we last recorded. I can't believe it's May. Like, it's the end of May.
What is the date even? I really
26th. And the only reason I know that is because I'm looking at it right on my monitor.
God.
I'm not sure what day of the week it is, though. Oh, wait.
I know that it's Tuesday.
It says that on my monitor, too.
Yeah, because I've got my days of the week pill organizer.
That's the only reason I know, but then I question myself. I'm like, wait.
No, wait.
Did I already?
It doesn't matter as long as I take everything in the...
Yeah.
That day. Whatever day I pick.
Good Lord.
It's nuts. It is nuts. I know, and I haven't been doing good at keeping up with my family. So I have this constant guilt about not calling my mom enough. But she's not calling me either, so whatever.
Yeah, I still talk to my mom pretty much every day. She got really upset because I didn't want to talk to her the other night. I was like, Mom, I'm fucking tired. I gave myself a migraine. So sometimes when I eat Kraft macaroni and cheese, it gives me a migraine. And I don't know what it is. If it's like a dye or
additives. Yeah.
Or something. It doesn't happen every time. I feel like there's this like perfect storm of things that converge. And then I get a Kraft mac and cheese migraine. But look, we've been eating it about once a week because it's delicious and it makes me feel good inside right mm-hmm. now. And I'll just deal with the consequences after the fact because I am getting fatter. But
same here.
Yeah, I just didn't want to talk on the phone because I had had a migraine all day and I was going to bed and she was offended at me.
And she needs to understand you and support that.
Yeah. But you know, like, I kind of got mad at my mom the other day because she's not been wearing masks to the store.
Oh, man.
And I'm like...
I think my friends are over the masks, too. Like, it sucks.
I forgot one the other day, but it's because I've been trying to go to the store less often.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been trying to stick to, like, once a week, which means... We go a few days without milk or something sometimes, but I don't fucking drink the shit, so.
I know, I remembered my mask the other day, but it was a new one I'd made, and the only way to make it actually semi-effective is to put, like, a coffee filter in there, and I forgot the coffee filter part, but.
Yeah.
So I looked like I was doing the right thing.
I mean, at this point, honestly, you're just protecting okay. other people from your spittle.
Spittle. So it doesn't have to be hardcore.
No, it doesn't.
I've been wondering, I'm like... I might make a few that are just one layer.
I have two layer masks. And I mean, like I have a, you know, a front and a back, like a lining, and then that's mm-hmm. it. But yeah, I don't know. It just made me upset. I kind of yelled at my mom and I felt bad afterwards, but I'm like, look, I haven't been down to see grandma in over 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that because I don't want to inadvertently make her sick. Mm-hmm. And here you people are down there at the coast just fucking going grocery shopping with a million people in the fucking grocery store and not wearing your fucking mask. And my aunt and uncle are coming back and forth from the hospital and coming to visit and all this shit. And I'm like, I'm going to be really pissed if I spent all this time away trying to do the right thing and you guys make grandma sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mad as fuck.
Yeah. Oh man,
my dad's finally like off of the hysteria kick again, but now he's on the oh it's fine, I hate this, the what is it, the World Health Organization is a bunch of bullshit and the CDC is a bunch of bullshit, it's only affecting people who already have illnesses, underlying illnesses, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, keep talking there, chain smoker. Let's see how it works out.
Yeah. I know my mom was saying, she's like, you know, I think maybe I wouldn't put it past them to just spray it on everybody. And I'm like, Mom, come on. Like, that's...
Why
all these conspiracy theories, and just like, why would you choose to believe such horrible things? I don't know.
I mean, people of her age group, like that generation, I mean, look, our government is not beyond doing that shit. They've done
Yes.
I mean,
true.
But I feel like in this case, it's not, I don't know. It's just weird. Just fucking wear a mask and quit being a dick.
Right?
All I gotta say.
I know. This whole thing has really not been good for my anxiety about people. I have a huge fear of people. Like strangers. And I'm like, if I wear my mask out, is someone gonna like, you know, yell at me or tell me I'm stupid?
Oh, so you're afraid of like confrontation or something like
that? Yes. Because yeah. I keep seeing way too many videos of people being horrible and hearing stories like.
Yeah, but you know what? I just try to focus on the good stories. Just That's watch good. The good ones. Don't watch the bad ones.
Where are the good ones?
There's so many more good ones. I promise you.
I don't know. Okay, good. Good.
Maybe I have just so heavily curated my Facebook. Or maybe yeah. I just don't open shitty videos.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. And I just ignore the stupid shit that people post. Like,
come on. I just have this morbid fascination with sociology and the way people behave. It fascinates me. And it's interesting how it, like, the stories of, like, places finally opening up, like, bars being like, okay, fine. We'll fucking open, you jerks. And then, like, people are assaulting the bartenders or, like, pissed about the rules, you know, like the distancing. They don't want to do it.
I feel like hurting drunk people is like hurting cats, and I
would not want that. They're not going to
follow the rules.
Did you see the hilarious, like, big toddler walker table things? It was like
that's hilarious. Like, that is funny.
Like, giant inner tube on wheels, like your own personal table. And then people were like, oh man, but then if you bump into someone, you're going to spill your drink. And it's like, oh, well, then we need sippy cups. And I was just
laughing. Yeah, of course you need sippy cups. Duh.
I was like, yeah, let's just fucking relive our toddler years.
I mean,
I mean, we kind of are anyway. We might as well just really full on embrace it.
I feel like I'm like full alone.
Give me my walker and my sippy cup. Leave me alone.
I mean, like, that's basically us in, like, 30 years, so.
Right? It's been super fascinating to me. Like, I really have always been intrigued by it, but then it's a double-edged sword, because then I'm like, oh, people are scary and unpredictable. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom said she's been having anxiety attacks when she grocery shops, which is sad because that's normally like my mom's happy thing to do, just because she gets to leave the house and not be with my grandma. And she always does, she calls it Fashion Friday. She dresses up all cute and she wears one of her fancy hats to the grocery store.
That's adorable. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, it's funny. And everybody, like her friend that works at the clothing department in the Fred Meyer down there, always goes, okay, Joy, let's see, what are you wearing this Friday? It's Fashion Friday. They're just hilarious together. But
aw, that's great.
But now she has an anxiety attack. So, because it is, like, people it are is. Not, well, and now Tillamook County is in phase one. I don't actually know what that means, but
I know.
They're like, things are open with social distancing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
I guess my county was going to move to phase two, but then a bunch of people at a fruit packing plant got sick. Mm-hmm. It's up to 85 now.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, okay. I guess we're still, not out of the woods here.
Yeah, no. Well, Clark and I County. Think that when, as we start opening up, more people are going to get sick. It's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
The thing.
But, yeah.
Like, Kurt's barbershop is Washington County. So I'm hoping that he can open sooner than, I think that Multnomah County will be the last to open. Because it's the biggest county. It has the most population and the smallest area. So.
Yeah.
I will say, though, on an update, I had a breakdown a couple weeks ago. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know why I started crying, but I just lost my shit. Like, I was going to bed and I just started sobbing. And it was like that kind of sobbing where you're talking and going, like, trying to. It was bad, but I was just like, I miss my dog and I this and that. And I was just like listing this. I don't even know half of what I was saying, but Kurt was really worried. Like, it made him cry because I was crying so hard and he didn't know what to do. And I was just kind of losing my shit. And then I felt better. I slept in the next day but now he's cooked dinner twice since then. So,
he's like, I gotta support my lady.
And cleaned up his mess after himself, which is nice because, I mean, like, if he cooks dinner and then I have to clean it up, that's kind of annoying too. But
another thing that I've been fascinated by, though, is like just learning about our food system and how, like, all the foods that were packaged and destined to go to like restaurants, they didn't. It's been such a difficult switch to switch over to, like, no, this stuff now needs to be packaged for the grocery store because people are eating at home. You know, it's so weird. Like, I was just like, wow, I'm fascinated by that. Like, chicken wings. There's, like, this crazy, like, overabundance of chicken wings.
Irritates me because I've been reading where, like, they're throwing that shit away, literally.
I know.
Why not fucking take it to a food bank
or something? But it's so overwhelming, like, to switch just the distribution and everything. Like,
well, and I don't know if you've noticed, but fucking food prices have skyrocketed.
Yep. Yeah, because it's created all these weird shortages just because we've abruptly changed the way we do everything. So it's like, you know, putting the brakes on and then trying to.
You said putting the brakes on, and then the truck that went by on I-5 had it through its Jake brakes on.
Yeah. And having to switch it over. It's just like, I know, we need some super amazing creative people that can fix that shit fast. You know,
it's funny.
You know, like, turn it around, like, get all this food to the people that need it. Come on.
Well, and it's funny to me that we as human beings get so fucking stuck in our way of doing
things. Yeah.
It's hard to see a different way.
Yes. Like, I don't know what to do with all this milk. I'm just going to dump it.
Well, fuck, can't use this, can't sell it, might as well dump it out. Like,
yeah.
Tell families, hey, bring a fucking gallon jar and social distance your ass up here in your truck and we'll fill them for you or something. Like,
yeah,
it's just terrible for all that food waste to happen when there are people, especially right now, people, I mean,
yes,
we're eating a lot of shit food over here, but partially because shit food's cheaper than
big
fancy meals, and we have
had
no,
like,
money.
Kraft mac and cheese, like,
we have no, literally no fucking income right now, and we get SNAP benefits, but those are lasting 2 weeks now. We're using that twice as. That's how much food prices have gone up, though.
Fuck.
Prices have gone up, and then we're both home all day long eating meals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Kurt usually gets lunch at work, or, you know, I don't typically eat lunch, but let's face it, I'm like a goddamn hobbit right now. I'm like,
yeah,
second breakfast and 11 teas or what the fuck ever. Like, I just eat it all.
I've had to allow myself to only make chocolate chip cookies every other week. Because I would make them every fucking day.
We were doing a cookie exchange with our neighbors. Nice. Like, it started because they were very sweet and they brought over cookies when Duda passed away.
Aww.
And then I was like, I was going to give them back their container. So I was like, well, fuck, now I feel like I got to make cookies and I should give them cookies too. So I made delicious cookies. By the way, did you know that they make Reese's peanut butter chips?
What?
You know, yeah.
I had to take a minute to absorb that. Really?
They're Reese's peanut butter chips, and they're
Oh my
fucking
God.
delicious. So I made peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
And then
I need those.
they
I'm gonna
brought
make
them
those
back
tonight.
again, and I think it's some kind of, I don't know what it was. It was like a, there was chili in them, like chilies in them, and chocolate and stuff. And then they had sesame seed on
In
the
their
outside of
cookies.
them. There were cookies. And so now, but I haven't brought back cookies again because I'm like, look, I don't think that we can keep doing this. Like, I'm reaching maximum density over here. Like, I had to buy new shirts because that's all going on.
Oh
I'm getting too fat from shirts.
no.
It's upsetting.
I know my dresses keep getting shorter. I mean, because my butt keeps protruding, you know what I mean? I just keep growing sideways, and then it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This dress is pretty short now.
I
What
love it.
happened?
I know, you know what I noticed that with the kitty cat dress that I made? Like with the kitty cats with the superhero masks on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a tunic top now.
Yep.
It's a tunic. I got a lot of tunics now. Sweet. It's
I
tunic.
know. Yeah, it's the in thing, the tunic and some capris. There you go. You're ready. Take on the world.
Right? Damn. Well, I was gonna say, I wanted to talk a little bit about, because you and I talked, I don't even remember when it was that we talked, but we're gonna make some changes to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And hi, kitty cat. I'm sorry, I got totally distracted with her walking in here and being so fucking cute. It should be illegal. Don't bite me, though. That's not cute.
That's not cute.
So, I feel like when we finished Two Artsy Gals, and like we had this idea to kind of combine our other podcast, which do you remember the name of that? Awesome Talks. Was that it?
Oh, yeah.
We did that
Awesome
like
talk.
short run special podcast where we talked about like some awesome talks, like some things. And this was kind of supposed to be a combination of that that geared towards our generation of people. And I've realized that over time it's become more and more difficult to kind of come up with topics that, like, my original idea for it was that we talk about our issues, like things that are unique to us. But here's the deal, everybody has fucking problems. It's not a, it's I mean, like, our, it's the way we experience it
Yeah.
due to our background. So I don't know, we've been kind of dragging ass, and if you have stuck with this podcast this long, thank you, while we figure out what the fuck this is supposed to be. Like, it's been a long process, and I think that's part of the reason that I haven't been so as motivated to put out content weekly, and I've just been dragging my feet about it because I was just kind of floundering in this place where I didn't know what this podcast was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like the idea to include art and talking about our art and stuff in it was kind of a way to hold on to the listeners that we had for Two Artsy Gals, which there's some crossover, but there's not full crossover. I mean, like, some of our listeners are not Gen Xers. Some of our listeners don't want to fucking listen to us talk about bullshit like that. They want to talk about art. And yes, we do arts and crafts a lot. And yes, we talk about them on the podcast, but I think that it's been kind of forced trying to make it, trying to include it in the topic matter for the podcast. And also, I feel like it's putting weird pressure, like we're putting weird pressure on ourselves about it, like not
Yeah.
having, we're not having. So anyway, all of this is just a really long way to say that we're going to change the format up a little bit, and we're going to start talking about events and things that have happened through our lifetime that are specific to our generation. And talk about our memories about them, and talk about how they've affected us as adults. And what started, I got started thinking about something like this when we had Shanna, the mental health specialist here, and she was talking about how there are things that are very specific to our generation that have formed the people that we have become and kind of made us who we are. And they've informed our parenting decisions and our life decisions. And then we just had the fucking 40th anniversary of Mount St. Helens erupting here.
I know.
I know people across the country really have memories of that, but honestly, being someone who lived in the Northwest when that happened, like Lonnie and I have that unique experience. And Lonnie, you were closer to it than I was.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
were in Waschugal then, weren't you? Is that where you lived?
Yeah, we were like out in Fern Prairie. So I always think if it would have blown to the south, I would not be here.
Yeah.
Not.
No, and it's a weird, unique experience that is unique to our generation because America kind of experienced it with us. And the ash went fucking everywhere. It's not like it just dumped it on us. But also
how it's the only live volcano in the continental U.S.
Continental United States, yeah. So, you know, I mean, that also had me thinking because people, of course, were reminiscing about it on Facebook. And I was realizing that I have friends that were like, not born yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
When we first started hanging out with Will, I was saying to him one day, I was like, dude, remember when Mount St. Helens erupted and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I was literally an infant. And I was like, what? No, I don't think he was born yet because he's a December birthday. That's right. He wasn't born yet. So, but he was born in 1980. He was just born in December of 1980. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that was the first time that it occurred to me that there's a generation of adults that don't fucking remember that because they weren't alive yet or they were just babies or too little to remember it. And just watching people talk about that and sharing memories made me realize that that's kind of the direction that I feel like our podcast should be going in. Like there's so much shit that happened when we were kids and throughout our lives growing up. I mean, like,
and like
traumatic movies or the fact that we were the first big video game generation or the fucking Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up and the wall coming down and like so many things.
Yes.
And so
and
I think
are like also things that I don't remember very well, but that I know I was like the hostage crisis.
Yeah. You were like aware of, but yeah.
Yeah. I remember it being on the news and my parents talking about it and being like, then learning like, oh my God, you can get taken hostage. You know?
Yeah.
Like my anxiety. Exactly. My anxiety loves to cling to possibilities like that, you know, like, oh, this is a possibility? Well, shit, we better worry about this now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, or that like, weird. Or weird, like, fuzzy memories of the gas thing where I remember we'd have to wait in line a long time for gas and my dad complaining about that.
Yeah, and I remember right around that time that we had like a big recession and my dad lost his job with the county. And like, I remember my dad crying and being totally fucking freaked out that my dad was like sobbing in the kitchen because he lost his job and didn't know how he was going to feed his three fucking children and his wife. Like, you know, that was that really affected me a lot. But I'm kind of have always been pretty sensitive to other people's emotions. Also, I have now learned that my dad probably has suffered from anxiety and depression and some mental health struggles his entire life. So that would.
And when you don't know when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. I think also that was right around the time that I saw my dad have an anxiety attack and pass out. because he hyperventilated in the kitchen. And I was like, what in the actual fuck is even happening? Because when you're a kid and things like that just shake up your, they shake your little world.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not all bad things though, too. I want to talk about good shit. I want to talk about, you know, and they're
all, like Atari. Oh my God.
Fucking A.
That was good shit.
The time I got the Duck Hunt game taken away from us on Christmas night because I pistol whipped my brother with the Duck Hunt gun. Yeah. Nobody was happy with me. So, but you know, like just
accidentally burning the TV screen by leaving it on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I ruined the TV. I don't even know what game it was. I just remember seeing, like, Pong, maybe?
The Shadow. Pong was...
That was one of the first ones.
That was just, the machine was called. It was called Pong, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. But yeah, I want to go in depth on all these things that are super.
And the personal computer.
Oh, yeah.
We never had one, but my friends did. And I would just.
My friends had one too. My friends' parents were both teachers.
I was the annoying friend that was like, can I play on your computer, please? Like, I would just beg everybody, please, can I play on your computer?
I'm so glad that we didn't have the internet growing up, though. I really
have been all over that shit.
Oh, I did some dumb shit that, you know. So yeah, I want to invite listeners to email us suggestions or ideas. Actually, I'm going to have to open this up and make sure I know what our email address is because I've never given it out before.
If I would have had social media back then, like, I wonder how many videos there would be of me on LSD out there. Probably
there would be a lot of videos of me showing my tits because I was a woo girl. I would get drunk and flash my tits.
I would probably get on there and philosophize on LSD, like share my high wisdom or something.
Oh my god, I have had these just insane. This insane level of curiosity lately about hallucinogens, and I just feel like it's probably that ship sailed.
I learned
like I'm almost 50 years old, so
I know I thought that ship had sailed, and then I did some like not that long ago, and it was fucking amazing.
I mean, I have a friend who's microdosing with mushrooms right now.
That's awesome.
See that? You hear that? I opened up my email program and now all the things are happening. The
demand is coming in. But like, yeah, because really what it does for me is it just, if you're with the right people in the right circumstance, you just laugh your ass off for like hours. And that in itself is so fucking healing. And
it is amazing to me that you can do that though with your anxiety.
Oh, it was very hard
for me to. That's what I worry about.
Decide to do it
because I'm really.
I was.
I don't like not being in control.
Right.
And so I feel like.
But it's.
Ugh.
The only time I've had a bad trip, and so I was scared of that happening again. But it was because whatever I did was so strong that I was actually out of control and didn't. Like I lost self-awareness and like weird, you know, and that was really scary, but it's usually not that intense. It shouldn't be that, like that was, I don't know what that was. I remember it was like a little, instead of like a piece of paper, it was like a sponge. And I was like, oh dear. When I put it in my mouth, I was like, that's going to be interesting. And then I was just.
Was it just like probably liquid LSD then?
Yeah, and just a much higher dose than I was used to. Like,
you know, it's funny that I followed the Grateful Dead because I was a 90s hippie, and I just was never interested in it then. No, I was a big pothead for a while. I liked to drink, but I had a dream that I did coke the other night. I don't know. I don't know what coke feels like. I've never done it before, so...
I think I was always destined to use drugs because when I was a kid, I remember having this dream where someone was walking around with a platter of pills, and they're, you know, pills are so pretty. Like
they are
in different colors. And I was like, ooh, and I took one and it was like in my dream, I felt it. Like I felt altered. And I was like, and then it was like, then my curiosity was piqued. I don't know.
Yeah, I had some traumatic family events surrounding drugs early in my life. So I think that that especially like white dope and stuff was just a thing that I shunned because of that. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found that it is, our email address is welcomemidlifecrisis@gmail.com. So
okay,
it's a long one, but just, it doesn't have the two your in it though. It's just welcomemidlifecrisis@gmail.com. So listeners, I welcome you, send us suggestions and like, cause I, you know, I mean, there's shit that we're not going to think of. So
yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, I mean, there's tons of shit to cover. So
I know, I have homework to do.
We will have homework again. You're like, oh fuck, she's giving me more shit to do. But I figure we'll just talk about one thing an episode.
It is interesting to do this during a time when we're in another one of those events.
I was thinking about that the other day because like kids are gonna have such a different experience and a memory of this than we are.
Yes.
Like even like my son's having a totally different experience than I am with this. And like his little brother had to miss the last part of his school year. And my niece is having to be homeschooled right now and she hates it. So, you know, she's a very social person and she is really sad and she misses her friends and, you know, so like they're going to remember that. And I think I mentioned this maybe on the podcast before. I don't know, but I was thinking about this, even trying to find something that compares to that from my childhood. And the only thing that I can really think of are the times that like, I lived in a county that always had heavy flooding. So although Bay City did not flood often, I was surrounded by like, you know, there are five rivers that run through Tillamook County. So the Tillamook River would flood, the Kelchis River would flood, the Wilson River would flood, the Miami River would flood. So we would kind of be stuck in our town. Wow. And there was times that we missed a lot of school because of that, because you couldn't just get to school. And, you know, we would have storms, so the power would be out or the phone lines would be down for a long time. So I couldn't talk to my friends and I couldn't be around them. And it was fucking devastating to me. Like, I hated it. So I can only imagine what kids are going through right now. Like, also, I fucking can't imagine what parents are going through right now. Like,
I feel so lucky to have
have a grown up child that doesn't live with me, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have a kid at home during all of this.
They are struggling, I can tell you. Yeah. The people I know with young ones are just, I can't even imagine.
It's I can't fucking imagine.
And then supposed to homeschool and like what? Like,
see, and I have never thought that a parent also being a teacher is a good idea. Like that never went well in my household. My mom always got some wild hair up her ass at the end of every school year. We were going to keep doing homework all summer long and she would buy these workbooks and stuff and we would be like, yeah, that's not fucking happening. And it would be like, be like fucking Lord of the Flies up in there, and my mom would eventually just be like, all right, every fucking one of you get out of this house, because it would just go badly.
Yeah
I can't imagine it right now. I mean, like,
just trying to get my kid to do homework was like
torture. Yeah, I was that way. I
could, like, to have to be responsible for all of it.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
No, I would be like, if I was in that position, I would just be like, nah, we're skipping it. Like, I don't know. I don't know. So hats off to those parents that can actually do that.
Fucking A, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what would have happened in my household. It would have been insanity.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. I can't even. I don't know. You know what's been saving my butt, though, is Friday night dance parties, which is so weird. But I turn my basement into its own little nightclub, and I just dance my ass off for
I
hours.
think that's awesome, and I love it when you were so stoned last dance party that you messaged me because
I couldn't, I wasn't even coherent.
no, she was singing like, but I think mouthing the words in my, it was awesome, and she was just like looking in the phone, like it was hilarious. I could tell how high you were, like you were just,
Oh yeah, that's a big part of
it
it.
was an edibles night.
Oh yeah, it is enabled by edibles, definitely, because it's like my pain levels go down, and then I'm just like, woo!
That's
But
awesome.
I feel like last time maybe people were making fun of me for being fat, but that's probably
What?
just paranoia. I know.
Who does that?
I just saw, well, there's a chat, in the Zoom thing. And I don't know who they were talking about. Just some guy was like, wow, she's not a skinny puppy or whatever. And like, there was
Rude.
people making fat comments, but I don't know who it was about. But I was like, well, I'm probably, the, maybe it's me. Oh, well. I don't care. I'm gonna keep dancing. Woo! Because I'm high as fuck.
I'm
And
glad that
watch
you could
me.
just ignore it because that would
Oh
have made
man,
me
I was like,
freaking out.
who are they talking about? And I almost asked in the chat, but then I was like, no, I'm just
See,
gonna
I would have gotten all
ignore it.
confrontational and been like, "Are you fucking talking about me, you piece of shit?" Like,
Yeah, or like, who are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah, I know. But then wouldn't it be funny as if I just kept doing this and like lost weight because I'm dancing every Friday, and then I'll be like, look at me now. No, just
look at
kidding.
me now, bitches.
I'm not a skinny puppy.
That's
But
very rude.
yeah, I don't know who they were talking
That
about.
makes me mad, especially right now, to like act like that.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
even if they were talking about a famous person, it's still
That's
not my.
rude.
Yeah. And especially like, but it's funny because I don't know these fucking people, but they're all like, I think from Portland, Vancouver, and I think a lot of them know each other from their club, the dance club that they actually go to when it was open or whatever. But so yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm like this outsider just invading their.
Yeah, but I think it's awesome that you're doing that.
It's so fun.
I would
So
never do that. I don't dance.
fun.
I'm not a dancer.
I used to love going dancing, and so, and they're playing a lot of the music that they used to play back then. So it's just like, oh, I forgot about this song. Fuck yeah. And then I get all excited. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. But, and I kind of hope that it keeps going even after this
Yeah.
is over, because it's a safe space to do that. Like, I don't have to worry. Like, my husband is right there, and like, I'm safe, and it's kind of cool. I don't know. There's parts of this that I kind of like
Yeah.
being,
I don't know. I keep telling myself that I'm doing a good job and I'm being really chill, but I don't think I am. Being really
Really?
chill. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not chill to,
Rearrange your bedroom?
yeah, not in the way that I did. Like, I'm
No,
kind of slowing down a little bit, though. I've been hurting my body, so.
I used to do that, and I was almost like, I think I would, maybe a slight mania, where you just keep going even though you're beyond the point of exhaustion, but you can't stop until it's done. Like, whew. Yeah, it's kind of freaky when that happens.
Yeah, and I think it was more just like I couldn't be, I had to be doing something. Because if I, I weren't
something doing... you can control.
Yeah, I needed something that I had control of in those moments.
That it would have a beginning and an end, and a like, this is a thing. This is my vision. I'm doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I still have a few little projects around that I want to do, and I want to clean out the garage. Now I'm afraid to clean out the garage, though, because house centipedes, so.
Is that where they're
coming? I don't know what my fucking, like, it's a phobia of these fucking things. Like, I screamed so loud in my mom's ear when that fucking house centipede hitched a ride in on the box I brought in the house the other night. Like, I screamed so loud. It was a blood-curdling scream. And then I was going to be all chill and try to take it back outside on the box, but it ran at me on the box, and then I screamed again. And then I started wielding a broom around over my head and, like, tomahawk smashing it. And, like, it was a scene. Kurt's in bed asleep. I woke him up. He's like, "Are you okay down there?" And all I did was scream, "House centipede!" Like, they terrify me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, look for those changes in the podcast. I'm going to be updating our Patreon and updating our Facebook and all of that, and our website over the next several weeks. But I think that this is going to be our last like pandemic jibber jabber episode. And okay. I mean, we're still going to jibber jabber. Don't look so sad. Like... we'll do a check-in, like, how you doing? What's going on? But I mean, we'll still have our banter, but I think that we'll start with, next time with another,
a little bit of,
I feel like we kind of found our footing now. I'm not going to say we're going to be back next week because who fucking knows with this shit, but we'll be back soon and hopefully we'll have our shit more together. And I hope everyone is healthy and doing okay and, being nice to yourself. And being nice to everybody else.
That's a big lesson, yeah.
Keep doing that.
Learn how to be nice to ourselves during this.
We'll get through this bullshit.
Here are your two artsy gals.